Hey, and welcome to The Living Stone, a digital ministry from Greystone Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Here's this week's scripture reading and sermon.
For surely, there's that word again. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future and a hope. For when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you search for me, I will find you. If you seek with all your heart, I will find you. Words of freedom from the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I am continuing to preach through some of your favorite passages of Scripture. And this one today seemed to me to be a bedrock passage for our faith. That we believe in God, that we know God is our God. It is bedrock to our faith. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one God. There are famous rocks all around us. Several years ago, Gail and I went to the Holy Land, and I was a little upset because the Catholic Church had built all these grand temples and cathedrals all over the places of holiness. And I was upset about that. I wanted to see the grass and the ground and the rock and all that. And there, everywhere I went, there was a temple. And so our tour guide, who happened to be a member of our church, said, "Don't be upset about that. Just everywhere you go, pick up a rock. And bring the rock home with you, and you'll know that you have been in the ground where Jesus stood and where Jesus preached." She should have told me to bring home a pebble. I brought home rocks. I got a bag of rocks at my house from the Holy Land. If any of you would like one, let me know. And then in American history, there are famous rocks. Plymouth Rock, where the Pilgrims came. It's the anchor of American history. This boulder has become a world-famous landmark, although there is absolutely no historical evidence of it at all. We have made it historical. And I'm sure yesterday was a grand day of celebration around the rock. Another rock stands tall in New York Harbor. You've seen pictures of it all weekend. The Statue of Liberty is recognized around the world as a famous shrine to freedom and democracy and hope. Yet we don't really know the story behind Lady Liberty. Did you know that it was designed by the same man who built the Eiffel Tower? I learned that this week as I was looking for famous rocks in America. The Statue of Liberty is actually 350 rocks that were carved in France and shipped over to Liberty Island and then put together. And the complexity of the Statue of Liberty represents surely the complexity of our nation and the world in which we find ourselves and points to a deeper hope beneath the surface of that rock. In Jeremiah's day, the people faced the same kinds of uncertainty that we face, looking for a bedrock to their uncertainty. And this sermon is no easier to preach today than it was in Jeremiah's day. half of us seem to believe in one vision for America, and the other half of us believe almost the opposite. Actually, about 10% believe far to the left and 10% believe far to the right, and the most of us are in the normal middle. But nobody talks about us. Jeremiah is preaching to a divided and conflicted group, much the same way as we see our nation in these days. Everything is not fine. But we may need to redefine our understanding of God's call to us. We may need to move closer to one another before we make pejorative judgments on our nation. Because some things are fine. God is still at work. God is still working out God's plan. We are still here doing God's work. Parker Palmer says these words, "We build our identities on stories we tell ourselves." We build our identities on the stories we tell ourselves. And if those stories are rigid or incomplete, our sense of self and community are incomplete. So we need to find those stories that have some completeness and some truth, like Plymouth Rock. It's a fairy tale, but it sounds good. Little Red Riding Hood is a fairy tale, but it sounds good. We like things that resolve. We like things that have a beginning and a middle and an end. If not, Parker Palmer says, a sense of self and community suffer. We will never know the true story of Plymouth Rock, or even the blood, sweat, and tears of the building of the Statue of Liberty, and we certainly cannot know for certain the setting and the context that moved Jeremiah to preach these words. But we do recognize that these are symbols that have meaning. And while the meaning may have been shaped by human hands and human spirits, I believe and I would submit that the Spirit of God is wrapped up in all of these things. Truths about freedom and equality are never just static historical facts. They're living and breathing stories that, if we're not careful, take on a life of their own, even to the point of becoming idolatrous. But we need to have those stories to ground us. We need to hear Jeremiah say to us, God knows the plans God has for us. We need to hear those words. We also have a need to be like other people. But here is the truth. Seth Godin sent me these words this week in his weekly email. We are all weird. We are all weird. No matter how normal you think you are weird. I am left-handed. Thanks be to God, saved in the blood. I am the only one normal. you right-handed people, y'all are crazy, but those left-handers, we got to stick together. We know we are in our right minds. I only eat one thing at a time on a plate. I like to start with the vegetables and eat around to the main meat course. Some people think that's weird. I don't. But if I go to the Mexican restaurant, when everything is separated on my plate, before I eat any of it, I mix it all together. It makes no sense at all. I'm weird. I asked Gail today, what's something that you think I do that's weird? Don't get ahead of me. She said, we are going to be late for church. We need to go. But your superstitions drive me crazy, because I believe you go out the same door you came in. And if you see a black cat, you put an X on your windshield and you say a prayer and hope that there's some color in that cat, because we're all weird. Not in a bad way, but in a wonderfully diverse and sometimes baffling way. And here's the good news. God has a plan for you and your weirdness. So perhaps we should hear these words again today. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men / people are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator. Do you hear those words? That they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The forefathers and founders of our country wrote those words in the preamble to the Declaration of Independence. Those are important words for us to hear. As we come to the Lord's table today, it is important for us to hear that we are endowed by our Creator with freedom. And perhaps more important for us to hear, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for you to prosper. Plans for no harm to come to you. Plans to give you a future and a hope. And the people of Greystone say, how long, O Lord, how long must we endure this desert that we walk in today? And I am here to tell you with joy, I don't know. I don't know. But I told you on the first day, and I'll tell you till my last day, God is guiding. And I know that some of you don't believe that, but I promise in everything that I see and everything that I know and at the core of my weirdness, I believe that. God is guiding us towards a future and a hope. And it may take longer than we want, and some of us may never see the promised land, but it's there. It's here. Eleanor Roosevelt said, "True patriotism springs from the belief that the dignity of the individual is not only for Americans, but for all people." And I'm grateful to stand in a pulpit who believes that this day. I'm grateful to be a part of a church who raises up the flag of freedom for all people today. And Jesus said, "You shall know the truth. You shall know the truth. And the truth will set you free." And that's good news for us today. So as you step back into the everyday weirdness of life, remember that our freedom is more than a rock or a statue. Remember that our freedom has been granted to us by the sacrifice of so many who've come before us. And I'm grateful for those sacrifices, and I feel responsible to do similar for those who come after me. And so we stand in this weirdness, claiming the freedom, the mysterious freedom of Jesus the Christ. Because God's plan for us is good, and the best is yet to come. Pray together. For our life and our liberty and our freedom, O God, I give you thanks today. But even more, I give you thanks for the love of Jesus that brings us to this place, that sustains us in this community, that compels us to share his love with those around us. Thank you for the gift, for the responsibility and the challenge of being Jesus' people. We pray in his name. Amen.